with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump's border czar Tom Homan leaves the door open to a drawdown of ICE agents in Minneapolis, but only after cooperation from state and local authorities. Homan is in Minneapolis, where he's been talking with officials, including Governor Walz and Minneapolis Mayor Fry.
I didn't come to Minnesota for photo ops or headlines. You haven't seen me. I came here to seek solutions, and that's what we're going to do. And we've come a long way.
Not agreeing on everything, but Homan says he didn't expect agreement on all points. President Trump turning up the heat on Iran.
Time is running out. That is President Trump's stark warning to Iran. What he calls a massive armada is a major buildup of U.S. military might in the Arabian Sea. The only way to avoid another war, declares Trump, is a new nuclear deal. Iran's mission in New York was quick to respond. They were ready for dialogue based on mutual respect and interest. If not, they said, they would respond like never before.
The BBC's Lee Doucette. The president wants to accelerate the rebuilding of thousands of homes destroyed by last year's Southern California wildfire.
The president has signed an executive order to cut through bureaucratic red tape and speed up reconstruction of tens of thousands of homes. He has complained about what he calls California's unnecessary and obstructive permitting requirements. The president is putting EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin in charge of helping homeowners get permits, saying the administration is going to override the local authorities.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow trading about 275 points higher, while the NASDAQ is down 162 and the S&P is off 1 point. This is SRN News. Bad news for Britain.
2026 may be the year that deaths outnumber births in the country for the first time since World War I and the Spanish influenza epidemic. That's the word from the Resolution Foundation, and the reason is that so few British couples are having children. It's a problem that's afflicting most of the world's wealthy industrialized nations, both in Europe and in Asia. The U.S. birth rate has been below replacement for a number of years. Michael Harrington reporting.
An unexpected side effect of the recent protests in Iran is that the government has eased its persecution of Christians. According to a report from International Christian Concern, the Islamic leadership is so busy trying to quell the general uprising that it doesn't have the manpower to go after believers as aggressively. ICC warns that this will likely be a temporary situation, as the government considers Christians a major target. To follow Christ in Iran is to be considered a threat to national security. This is SRN News. Being a night owl can be bad for your heart.
That's according to a study showing night owls had poorer overall cardiovascular health than most people, plus a modestly higher risk of a first heart attack or stroke. Unhealthy behaviors like too little sleep, smoking, and a poor diet were key reasons. The body's circadian rhythm or internal clock governs when people feel sleepy and awake. Researchers say night owls will have to work harder on healthy behaviors like getting enough sleep in a morning person's world, but the health advice is good for everyone. Keith Peters, Washington.
Tesla's annual profit has dropped to its lowest level since the pandemic 5 years ago. Company's bottom line suffered as it lost the title of the world's biggest EV maker to a Chinese rival. From here on out, Tesla plans to invest more in robo-taxis and humanoid robots. More details at srnnews.com.